Editor's note. This letter was sent to Squamish Council and copied to the Squamish Chief. As a long-term resident of Squamish for 21 years, I have closely followed this project from its inception. Although I initially opposed the LNG plant, the compressor station, and the twinning of the FortisBC gas lines, it is evident that the project is moving forward with approval from both the province and the Squamish First Nation. WLNG has complied with all requests made by the District of Squamish, DOS, and has continually made adjustments throughout the process. The reality is that the DOS cannot halt this project. It is perplexing why the DOS would vote against the TUP for the Floatel, given the extensive efforts made by WLNG to meet all stipulated requirements. The current strain on housing and hotel accommodations in Squamish due to the influx of workers and contractors exacerbates our housing crisis and negatively impacts tourism. Without the Floatel, these workers will still need housing, further stressing our local resources. Moreover, the environmental consequences of not having the Floatel are significant. The increased transportation of personnel to and from the WLNG site will have detrimental effects on the environment, including the health of Howe Sound, which has seen a resurgence of marine life. The logistics of workers commuting from Squamish to Richmond and then taking a boat to the site, only to return, is both impractical and environmentally unsound. Additionally, the restrictions preventing workers on the Floatel from spending their off time in Squamish result in a loss of potential revenue for local businesses and tourism. Despite these challenges, WLNG has complied with all DOS requests, including the last-minute demand for a $10 million security deposit. I have accepted the reality that this project is happening. Canada is a natural resource-driven country, and Squamish was put on the map due to its natural resources. As such, I have set my NIMBY opinions aside. I urge you to reconsider your vote on June 4th for the TUP for the Floatel. It is imperative that we collaborate with WLNG to mitigate the environmental impacts and address the housing crisis effectively. WLNG has demonstrated a willingness to cooperate and has fulfilled all conditions set forth by the DOS. Please make the right decision for our environment and community by approving the TUP for the Floatel. Lisa Albertson, Squamish.